Really happy to welcome to the program today the new principal at North Quincy High School, Keith Ford, has stopped on by to tell us a little bit about himself and about his plans for North. So, Mr. Ford, really nice to meet you. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. It's been, since September 2021 now that you've been on the job?
Yes, right away. So definitely excited about the opportunity. For me and my family, it's something that, as a kid, you never thought that, I'll be a principal, especially going in high school and just living that life for a little bit. But it's been a fun ride. North Quincy, really the city of Quincy, have embraced me from the very beginning. So it's definitely, I'm excited to be a part of the Quincy community.
Well, I thought this would be a great opportunity to let you tell your story, to the folks of Quincy.
Sure.
How you came to where you are now.
Yeah, so I'm Keith Ford, obviously. I'm from New Haven, Connecticut originally. Really growing up for me, I'm one of those kids that struggled a little bit early on. I faced some challenges coming from school. I stayed back in first grade. And it was something that, for us as a family, I had opportunities to get back into my right grade, but we just didn't happen. And so for the longest time, for me, it really bothered me, right? That, being able to say that I'm the oldest one in the class, that type of deal. But there were so many lessons that I learned from that time period of just really having a better understanding of who I am as a person. Growing up from a single parent household, really it was just, again, met all the qualifications of someone that may have some struggles early on. Found a niche in sports was a way for me to try to let loose a little bit more and have a better understanding of, some of the things that I wanted to do. And there was a quote that really stuck with me that sports doesn't build character, it reveals it. And so for me, over the course of my time period, through my coaches, and realizing who I am as a person, as an individual, was something that really set the tone for me as I entered into high school. So I went from a kid that stayed back to getting straight A's, right?
Really?
Because, again, it was a finding that motivational factor. And there was people along the way in that journey that really tossed little nuggets of advice here and there, little pockets of wisdom that I was able to consume. I didn't let my situation define who I was as an individual. Long story short, I ended up getting a scholarship to school. Went to University of Maine. Went there for a year. And then end up transferring, eventually being at Northeastern, where, I got my undergrad in business. So worked for a paint company right out of college. And really within my first year, I realized, this isn't for me, right? This business realm, and that usually happens in life. And I tell students all the time that we all have goals and aspirations and dreams, but as life, you go through these ebbs and flows in life until you really find where you need to be. You always want to give your best effort in all that you do, though, right? And so I went because through coaching, I started coaching right away. And through coaching, I had an opportunity to work at a school in Boston, became a dean of students there right away. And then that's when I understood, education is the path for me. So I went back to school, Emmanuel College, to get my master's degree. And then really my career catapulted from there. And I say all that, and not shy away from my story a little bit, because it's something that I live with and I talk to my students all the time with. I mention it to our staff. What life brings you, is not if something happens in your life. It's not if, it's when. Right? When things happen, how do you handle it?
Yeah.
Right? And so, I go through the background of, again, a product of somebody that stayed back in the first grade, someone that went to multiple different colleges, someone that had trials and tribulations over their lifetime that didn't have the typical path of being a principal than maybe some people have had. But it's how do you overcome those situations, right? And how do you go from there? So that's a little bit about my journey, a little bit, like going through, again, the ebbs and flows. But once I found a niche of education was where I needed to be, really stuck with that and went on from there.
Well, it's interesting. If you had not been kept back in first grade, do you think you would have gone down that same path? That could have been the best thing that
it
ever happened
been.
To you.
You know, like growing up, I wanted to go to the league. I did everything I possibly could to try to go to the NFL, you know, and, you know, that was the goal for me. And I've had opportunities to pursue that dream of mine. So that was the mindset. That was my motivation at first. And then again, like you said, life happens. And it was every place that I've worked at, that I've been, I was able to grab a little something that helped propel me to be the person I am today. So me staying back in first grade and knowing the reasons why I stayed back overall really helped shape me as an individual and to, you know, have a better understanding of how to you capture your own dreams and desires on your own.
Yeah.
That nobody's going to do it for you, right?
Yeah.
That you don't get a free ticket, so to speak, right? And so, you know, those are the things. As a child, yes, those trials and tribulations, they hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's tough, you know, in that moment. But, you know, what is the assignment for me was made clear. And I had a better understanding of why I went through the things I went through, and I'm appreciative now of that.
Yeah, and how does that shape who you are as a principal now at North Quincy High School? How does that inform how you lead the school?
Yeah, I think so. Our biggest thing is that we want to uniquely embrace everyone, right? And that, you know, we want to create a welcoming, safe, and respectful environment.
In fact, you say that's the theme of your administration.
Correct.
In your welcome letter.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I think that's important because of the fact that, you know, you never know, you know, from, you know, a student perspective, you never know the impact as an adult, right, you may have on someone else, right? And, you know, their situation at the current moment should not define who they are overall as people, right? And so, you know, we've all had, you know, situations that have really bring us to like a crossroad in our lives and decisions that need to be made. Like, you know, I've had people alongside me in environments that I lived at that may not have been such as successful as I have been over time because of decisions that were being made along the way. And so a lot of it is your decision making. And right now, like, our goal is to provide our students the best possible, you know, opportunities for them to maximize their learning potential overall. And so, you, again, because you don't know all that happens when a student sits in front of you, right, being kind to everyone goes a long way, right? Being able to show your support and also have high expectations, right? You know, that's a good balance to have overall. Like, how do you, you know, ensure that you're instilling the love, you know, that's necessary for a student to succeed, and then also at the same time set that high bar, right? And that, you know, we're not letting anybody slide through, so to speak, right? And so that's a balance, right, that us as teachers, as administrators, as adults, we're the ones that need to fine-tune that, right? And so I think for me, like, I have a heart for the underdog. You know, for those that, you know, on paper wouldn't look like, okay, they may not be successful. They may not get the most likely to succeed award their senior year, that type of deal.
Yep.
But being able to, again, motivate and encourage and hopefully provide strength and comfort to those individuals really goes a long way.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm about.
What's your kind of, I mean, it's only been a short while so far, but what's kind of your overall impression of North Quincy High School in terms of where the students are academically, socially, you know, community-wise? What's your overall feeling about the school so far?
Well, I would say as far as there's a mantra, and I remember walking into the building, you can see it right there in the main lobby. It talks about pride and excellence. You know, I think that is a staple of North Quincy High School. You see a lot of pride that goes into it. I've met a lot of folks, community members, folks, former students there, former faculty that still are engaged with Raider Nation, right?
Yeah.
And that's something that, you know, it's unique to see, especially I've worked in different places across the Commonwealth, and it's something that's very unique to North the pride that's there, really? Right? So that's a great thing, mm-hmm. right? And as far as from an excellence standpoint, from an academic standpoint, you know, the rigor is there mm-hmm. for our students. The expectations are there for our students. And, you know, overall, we do perform well, mm-hmm. right? You know, when the lights are on, we're able to perform at a high level, right? And so that stuff, we want to continue to maintain that as we move forward. You know, our biggest push is make sure we continue to be inclusive of all.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And that, you know, we want, you know, every person, every stakeholder that's a part of the North Quincy community, that they will feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so, you know, how do you ensure that? Right? And that's something that we're going to continue to model that. You know, we're going to continue to, you know, hear from our students, hear from our staff, hear from our community, and figure out ways to continue to embrace that overall. And then provide opportunities for the community to really see what's been going well. There's a lot of things that we've been doing well in our school, and really how do you promote that,
okay.
right? And so we're trying to find ways, whether through social media, obviously spending time right now,
sure.
To really promote the great things that are going on at North Quincy High School. So, you know, we're in the right track, we're on the right path to continue to grow and close that achievement gap, and making sure that you know, everyone that's involved, again, feel respected, safe, and know that they add value.
Do you think that's the biggest challenge, Mr. Ford, is making sure everybody is heard, their voices are heard? Or what do you think is the biggest challenge?
I would say, in some ways, yes. You okay. know, like that reassurance of, you know, there's some that, you know, really just come in and, you know what, I'm going to just put my head down and do what I need to do mm-hmm. and kind of move forward, right? And so, you know, their opinions do matter, right? And kind of, you know, establish, like, how do you go about, you know, offering your opinion, and is that in alignment with what we're trying to do as a school community as a whole?
Okay.
So, you know, my job as, you know, the building leader is making sure that the overall vision of where we want to be as a school is clearly defined, right? And so that folks, you know, understand, okay, here's what we're trying to do, you know, as a school, right? And so once that is established, you know, then the overarching umbrella, we'll go ahead and figure out, okay, where are areas and all that we do that kind of supersedes and gets to the point of mm-hmm. really achieving the goals that we have in
yeah.
place.
So how will you accomplish that? Are you talking student assemblies or smaller gatherings?
Yeah, that's one way. Okay. I mean, there's multiple different ways to be able to do that. You know, the main thing is a team approach, first and foremost, right? And so, you know, I'm working closely with our department chairs, you know, overall, and making sure that we're fully aligned as a instructional learning team. And I'm also working, we have a group called a Culture and Climate Committee.
Okay.
So that's our staff really looking at our overall culture of the building and working with other staff to really, again, get to the point that, you know, that we're supporting them in their endeavors. We have a group called Making Positive Change mm-hmm. That really is student-led and student focus when it comes to diversity and equity.
Okay.
Really working closely with our guidance and student support teams and really thinking about our well-being of our students, our mental health of our students mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. overall. So there's a number of different, you know, we have tons of clubs that are around. We want to survey the kids to have a sense from them where how they feel currently and what direction we need to go in overall. So it multiple different voices, you know, having parents involved as
yep.
well is also key to where we need to be.
Yeah.
So really just try to continue to provide avenues for voices to be heard. But I think making sure that the direction, once it's defined, that it's clear where we need to go is the next step for us at this point.
We've had a lot of discussion about how the pandemic has impacted mm-hmm. particularly young people. There have been you know, reports of some students acting out, some public safety concerns, mm-hmm. some societal concerns. Are you concerned about that at North?
I think it's really everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and again, it goes back to, you know, that's not if but when,
yeah.
right? So now we're in a phase of, okay, so how do we handle what transpired when you talk about the pandemic mm-hmm. overall? And so, you know, from we can either be reactionary, so when things happen, like, okay, how do we react, or be proactive, right? And so we're constantly trying to be proactive, finding ways for students, besides just the monotony of what school is all about on a daily basis,
yeah.
what are things that we can do to kind of, you know, switch things up for a minute,
okay.
right? And find ways to allow students to express themselves creatively, right? And provide, you know, obviously, you know, under guidance of providing students opportunities to get involved in multiple different ways mm-hmm. to, you know, just really continue to strengthen them and support them as they endure. But one thing we won't do is just kind of sit by and just say, oh, you know, make excuses of why we're not performing at a high level.
Okay.
I think that part still needs to be clear, right? That in spite of all that has taken place, we want to continue to really push, you know, from an academic standpoint, that we maximize each student's full potential as a learner.
So keep right. the bar high, right?
Right, okay. right. We want to keep the bar high, right? We want to, again, how do you provide certain avenues? How do you structure your day in a way that would allow students to succeed, but succeed nonetheless, mm-hmm. right? And so just making sure that, you know, the expectations are clear. Right. And that and really students should have a voice in those expectations. Right. You know, I think that part is important.
OK.
You know, and so, you know, little things. Right. You know, you can have something, for instance, you can either, you know, somebody can come up with expectations of are no cell phones in my class.
Okay.
Right.
Yep.
And we can battle that, you know, you know, like back and forth.
Because immediately they're thinking, away, how do I get around this rule?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right. And or, you know, having conversations with our students and, okay, here's the goal or here's what we need to get done.
Okay.
Okay. You know, what are some of the distractions that will prevent us from getting
so
there?
Critical
and
thinking.
Really, right. How do you, how do we, you know, come up with the necessary plans of when or how to use a cell phone.
So put it in their hands.
Right, exactly.
Figure it out.
Right.
Yeah.
Knowing what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be, you know, depending on the area, it might be times where, okay, you know, cell phones aren't allowed at mm-hmm. all. Right. And there might be other times where, okay, there might be a particular project assignment where is actually of great use to have mm-hmm. a cell phone at a time. Right.
Okay.
And so, you know, being able to have that balance enough really starts with the relationship building mm-hmm. that we need to have in order to have those type of conversations.
Yeah, you need to show these kids that you have their best interests at heart.
Correct.
In the end, right?
Right.
And empower them to
right.
achieve those goals.
Yeah. Yeah.
That probably comes directly from your experiences.
Yeah, you know, it's you know, you have some folks that are rule followers,
mm-hmm.
right? So folk, you just give me a rule, I'm gonna follow that rule and kind of go all the way,
right?
Then
there's you break the rules.
You know, like there was a time period where, you know, I think for me, and maybe many students, but I can only speak for myself, it wasn't necessarily that, you know, I intentionally broke rules because I wanted to break the rules.
Right.
It was based on the parameters that were given to me
yep.
At that yep. initial moment, really trying to figure out myself.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I'm trying to discover me, right? And I was trying to, you know, like I'm being told how I should be,
yep.
right? And I'm seeing how others are. And like, I just needed that space to kind of figure out me. Right. And so, you know, that and again, like the patience of being able to do that. Right. You know, for some, it may take a little bit longer than others.
Mm.
And, you know, again, with the right motivation in place, with the right, you know, ways to engage with folks that really took the time to get to know me as an individual, you know, the best of me was able to come out.
So providing a space for that to happen.
Correct.
And you're dealing with students in all different developmental stages in life, too, in high school, mm-hmm. you know, from the younger freshmen all the way to the seniors. They're in different stages in their lives. They need to adapt to where they are.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The school system is looking to hire its first ever diversity, equity, and inclusion director. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's an important role for the schools?
I think so. Yeah. You know, I think that's important. And I think the learning for really all of us at this point is important. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm hopeful that the community as a whole is ready for the really some of those difficult conversations that really need to be had at this point. You know, I think that, you know, we, like, there's some folks, and the reason why I opened with some of, I guess you could say, the things that would necessarily be on the things that we want to talk about right away,
okay.
right? You know, like, you know, I opened up with some of the struggles that I've had over time,
yes.
right? To kind of demonstrate that, you know, I'm a regular Joe Schmo too, right? Like, you know, this is a situation where, nope, I've been through some things as well,
okay.
right? And for some, you know, being vulnerable or transparent, you know, is a tough place to be in, right? And so they rather cover that. They rather hide that, right? And I think this the role of the DEI person coming in will help in some ways for all of us to kind of have a better understanding of who we are, you know, as individuals, to hopefully help enforce, you know, how we teach, right? How do we, you know, from an administrative, how do we lead, you know, overall? In many ways, folks try to separate the two. Well, I'm just here to teach a curriculum. I'm not going to get into my personal life. I hear that, right? And at the same time, because of the time and the energy and the amount of, you know, from an emotional standpoint that comes into play in teaching, mm-hmm. right? Like there's a part of you that's coming out. Your personal life seems to kind of seep through a little bit more than you may think,
mm-hmm.
right? And so, you know, being able to be a lifelong learner, be able to, you know, check where all of us, we all have certain biases that we bring to the table to come in. And acknowledging that and figuring out, okay, how can I better know myself and my practice and know my students better? I think that is the realm that hopefully, you know, this person that's coming in will help shape that a little bit,
yeah.
right? You know, to be able to, you know, hold the mirror up a little bit for us to kind of see where are the areas, the blind spots that we may have in ourselves for whatever reason, and kind of move on from there. I would say that's not a one-person job,
yep.
right? I think it's going to need a team for that as well. But to have a leader to start that process will be important.
Curious what your family thought, you know, when your path took a different role, when you went to the education role as opposed to the NFL or sports role.
Yeah.
You
know, my family is extremely proud, you know, my mom and dad, they're extremely proud of me at this point.
Yeah.
I've been married 16 years, so my wife has been the backbone in our marriage. We have three kids. 11, one about to be 9, and 5 at home. And so it's one of those things where I really can't go without saying, you know, our faith plays a huge role in our lives at this point. And so really trusting in God, you know, through this whole process that, you know, he's going to do a good work in me, mm-hmm. you know, carrying it out to completion. I think that part, you know, is important, right? And so, you know, there's a lot of things that I live by now that, you know, from the word that it said, it declares it, and it's coming to fruition, you know, at this point. So just thankful, you know, very humbled, you know, on this. I think this is, you know, for me, it's, you know, I'm hopeful that the way I lead, you know, this community is through love and showing some grace and compassion and really, you know, as we continue to ascend, being humbled by it.
Mm-hmm. What would you like your students to know about you that they might be surprised about, Mr. Ford, and what would you want them to remember after they graduate from North, under your leadership?
I think that, you know, being able to, for our students to understand that life really isn't just about you, right? Like, it's not about what can I get or how can I, you know, achieve or be successful. It's how can you also get somebody else to get in that same way, right? Like, it's one thing to achieve on your own, but, like, true leadership happens when you can see others around you be successful too, right? And so, you know, a fulfillment for me is when I get those letters from former students kind of, you know, saying this is what I'm doing now,
right,
or, you know, thank you, I learned this and now I'm here, you know, that's the joy, right?
That completes the circle, right?
It does.
Yeah.
It does. So it's for our student, like, how can you be a positive contributor to society? Like, you know, what, like, how can you leave a legacy?
Okay.
Right? You know, how do you make an impact on somebody else, right? You know, those are the things that, you know I think about every day, right? That when I drive into work, you know, and I get my moment of being I'm still thankful for it. It's still a shock to me, right?
You first know, principal position, you know, right?
Like, yeah.
You, pull you were assistant principal.
I was assistant principal
in
Needham,
yeah.
Yep. You know, and even then, you know, like every role that I have is just like, wow.
Do you have your own parking space?
I do, right? You know, so you pull in, you know, parking spot number one, and it's just like, man, this is for Keith Ford right here.
Yep.
You know, like, and that's something I really, like, every day I pull in, I just think about that. Like, it's a very humbling place to be. And, you know, having the staff, you know, I'm working with some great people. And having them, you know, work alongside me. And when you sit there in certain meetings and I might have an idea that I spew out, and seeing others kind of take it and run with it and, you know, just have their own flavor to it, but it becomes even better than I even thought it could be. That's rewarding,
yeah,
right there, to be a part of that. Again, you know, you think about Forrest Gump, life like box of chocolate, you never know what you're going to get. I think that part is true. Like, you just never know what cars are laid in front of you, but it's what do you do with them,
yeah,
right? And so I'm hoping that, you know, the assignment that I've been given, that hopefully, you know, I can leave that impact on others, that they'll be successful in their lives as well.
How's the building itself, the facility at North Quincy High? Are there any glaring needs, would you say, that you would like to see taken care of?
How much time do you
have,
right?
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah. Well, it is the older of the two high schools.
Yeah. There are quite a few things that we need at this point, and we've been working with Superintendent Mulvey and the school committee to hopefully, you know, have those needs met, you know, see what happens on the priority list at this point.
Yeah.
But we kind of have that Rocky mentality real quick that, you know, it doesn't matter about, you know, the facilities, that we're trying to get things done. But it would be great to have, you know, some improvements sooner rather than later at this point.
All right. No,
yeah.
That'll all come out in the budget process,
yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you thought about your graduation speech yet?
It's funny. I was thinking about that maybe a week ago.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what direction. The only thing about for this year is I'm still kind of getting to know the students right now.
Right.
And so even though we've had a great year with the seniors right here trying to build those relationships, it's brand new to me.
Yeah.
Right. And so being able to speak to them about their four-year experience, even though I've been here for a year,
right,
that's going to be interesting,
yep,
on that. But,
yep,
you know, we'll have something ready to go. I'm sure they don't want to hear from me that much anyway, right? So something short and sweet, right, that it get to the point. But more importantly for them, it's their day.
Right.
And, you know, they're going off to really adulthood and their career path and life and everything else. So it'll be an exciting time. I'm looking forward to that.
Anything else you'd like to share right now with folks?
No, I'm just, again, for the city of Quincy, just very humbled for electing somebody like me to be in this position. I received nothing but support everywhere I've gone in Quincy. You know, folks just coming up to me and just really saying how much they appreciate me being in this role. And that's good, you know, just being someone that's new to the city overall, you know, first time being a principal, you never know how that reaction is going to be. But, you know, folks have embraced me right from the very beginning. I'm appreciative of that. And, you know, like I told Superintendent Mulvey, and I believe this to be true in everything that I do, you know, I will be your best hire. Right. You know, like that's just the mindset that I have overall, that, you know, I'm going to work extremely hard to make sure that, you know, and give my best effort in all that I do here.
So. We see you on the gridiron at Creighton Field.
Oh, yeah.
Still have that passion.
Yeah. You know, I'm growing up, you know, with different sports now. It's, you know, watching our sports teams compete. Have the same maximum effort, always compete. I love competition, right? Mm-hmm. You know, that's a big part of that, of my life. And, you know, I just really love seeing Raider Nation get after it a little bit. So we're in the spring season at this point. You know, many of our sports are off to a strong start. And, you know, we'll get out there and watch them run around a little bit and represent North in a positive way.
All right. Really appreciate the time to talk to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it as well.
And please consider it an open invitation here at QATV. We'd love to have you or members of your staff back here at any time to talk to the community.
That's great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Yeah. And thank you for watching AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. Please join us again next time.